He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, Happy Good Thursday edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and with tomorrow being Good Friday, the market is closed, so I'll have a good Friday. I'll sleep in tomorrow, and we'll play the best of, which is usually takes about 5 minutes, then we fill up the rest of the time with commercials. Just kidding. We have a good start to the market this morning. We have the S&P 500 up 11 points. There's a good reason for that, which I'll discuss in a minute. It's at 2,071. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 108 points. Boy, these triple-digit days are becoming the norm. The Dow is at 17,806, up 108 today, another triple-digit day. The NASDAQ is up 19. The NASDAQ is lagging today. The NASDAQ is at 4,899. Crude oil, hey, hanging out at 48, not a bad level considered where it was recently, down around 41, 42. We're back to 48. War continues between Saudi Arabia and Yemen on the border there. That's helping. Gold is at $1,200 per ounce, up a point and a half today, that point, 1.5%. That's one of the bigger moves that we've seen in gold in a while. The euro is at 1.0873. I told my son, he's going on a European vacation in a few weeks, that at least the price of a Coke will be a little bit cheaper than it used to be over in Europe. The 10-year yield right now is at 1.89. I also told him, hey, talk to your mortgage agent about refinancing. He bought his first home about a year and a half ago. Look into refining right now, 1.89 on that 10-year yield right now, today only. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management down here in San Diego, California. Well, we'll be getting a lot of visitors, spring breakers, I imagine, hooting and hollering and raising all kinds of cane at the beaches. Nothing like Florida, though. I mean, you know, it's not as warm in San Diego this time of year as it is in Florida. I know you Sarasota and you Tampa listeners and Bradenton, and a little warmer back there. We don't really get the warmer weather till, June or so. We get this kind of May, April, May, a little bit of gloom, a little bit of overcast, but you know, we're usually in the 70s this time of year. The market today is in the 70s, 80s, as we get ready for a long holiday weekend. There's a good reason for the market finishing off the week in fine fashion. Listen, the market continues to look for earnings. And there's fear that this year the S&P 500 may even show a decline in earnings from last year. That is the fear. As of now, the indications are that we'll grow, the S&P will grow earnings by about 2%. That's it. However, I read a little piece from Goldman Sachs today. It's one of the few times I agree with Goldman Sachs. They expect S&P earnings to gain another 2% by year end. Okay, that's what I just said. So this year, over last year, S&P earnings estimates 2% higher. That's why we're not going to have a very great year in the market. It'd be very tepid. Look at the tepid start we've had. The first quarter of 2000, we're up 0.2%. I'm printing up all my report cards to send to my clients here this quarter, and I would say that the average account at Gunderson Capital Management in the stock accounts were up about 6 to 7% in the first quarter of 2015. I was able to make something out of nothing. The S&P was up 0%. We were up on average about 6 to 7 in the stock accounts, and in the ETF accounts, we were up 10% plus. Double digits. and the market was up zero. The reason we were able to do that is because I avoided the oil stocks, I avoided the emerging market stocks, and I was in the areas of the market that were flourishing, which continues to be certain sectors in the market. But for the year now, we're expecting not a real good market, not a real good index. Now, at some point, after probably this first quarter is done, and after this current earnings season, we'll start looking ahead to next year, and the market will start trading on next year's expectations. But the market is already building in very little growth this year. That's not good. It's okay, but it's not good, because when earnings start to recede, then the bear market will set in. However, Goldman Sachs goes on to say that investors should be instead invested in the NASDAQ, because the NASDAQ 100 stocks are expected to grow their earnings by 14% this year over last year. Now, that's a big difference. And you know me, I believe, I've witnessed, I can testify of a strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. If a stock has averaged 30% earnings growth over the last 5 years, you can almost bet that the stock price appreciation will be very close to that. And likewise, if a company has averaged 4 or 5% growth over the last 5 years, the stock price will also have very similar stock price appreciation. So all things being equal this year, the S&P is expected to grow its earnings by only 2%. Well, number one, the S&P doesn't have as many high growth stocks as the NASDAQ does. And number two, the S&P has a lot more exposure to energy stocks, which the NASDAQ has very little, if any, exposure to. And the S&P has more exposure to multinationals, which are suffering from a high dollar, which is cutting into their profit margins. The NASDAQ has very little. And what really the bottom line of what Goldman Sachs is saying here is, instead of focusing on these slow growth stocks that are not flourishing in today's world, instead focus on the companies that are more found in the NASDAQ that are flourishing. Isn't this what I've been saying ad infinitum here for a long, long time? Yes, absolutely. And that's where I continue to be weighted. And that's how I was able to make something out of nothing in the first quarter of 2015. Like I say, my average stock account for the first quarter, 6 to 7% in there, which is a damn good quarter. I'm pretty proud of it. And I don't say damn very often, except when the dam breaks. But I'm pretty proud of the quarter I was able to put in this quarter when the market gave us nothing. Something out of nothing. And the ETF accounts that I managed were up about 10 or 11%. So I'm pretty proud of this quarter. Well, you can't ever rest on your laurels in this business, because the clock started ticking all over again on April the 1st. And now we've got our heads down and our eyes focused on this current quarter that we are now in. And this current quarter is going to be another tricky quarter, because we're not expecting much growth this quarter either. Now, having said all of that, the market is going to end the week with a pretty good up day, it looks like. Why? Well, today the trade deficit was announced, and it was expected to be much higher. The trade deficit is, obviously, we import a lot more than we export. I see ships come into the San Diego harbor loaded with goods and they leave empty. Well, that happens a lot all across America. The trade deficit was expected to be much higher than it came in at today because of the strong dollar. Our exports were expected to be much lower than they came in at. So this is good news, because had the trade deficit come in really high today and exceeded expectations, that would have taken another dollar or two off of S&P 500 earnings. Instead, probably going to leave S&P 500 earning somewhere around $120 this year, which would be a slight increase over last year, but now we've got all of these companies lined up in the gate, just like the Indianapolis 500, and pretty soon the gun will fire a week from, it'll be on Tuesday of next week, Wednesday, when Alcoa leads off, and then one by one, the 500 stocks in the Indianapolis 500 or the S&P 500 will report earnings, and then we will have a better feel for how we're going to finish 2015 and the prospects going forward for 2016. In my newsletter this week, I will update my numbers because these are the critical numbers to watch to warn us when the next bear market is lurking. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So economic reports coming in this week show once again there doesn't seem to be any fear right now in the jobs market. The initial jobless claims numbers came in fairly favorable, and we get the big non-farm payrolls report on Good Friday. We'll see where that comes in. But the expectations are that the U.S. will create about 2 million jobs this year. So we're not seeing the economy start to shrink yet. But everybody is on high alert. And why shouldn't they be on high alert? This economy has been expanding now for 6 years and 3 weeks. And the stock market's been going up for 6 years and 3 weeks. And we're all worried about that next bull market. And why shouldn't we be? Now, if you're an index investor, you're not worried. If you're an asset allocator, you're not worried because you're going to just ride through the roller coaster when it eventually comes. But I worry about it because I don't want to ride through the roller coaster when it comes. And I can't make any promises or any guarantees, but I'm going to continue to watch the economic reports that come out on a weekly basis. I'm going to continue to watch interest rates. I'm going to continue to watch the Fed. The jobs market, inflation, GDP, and more than that, individual earnings at individual companies, because they are the parts that make up the whole. The first quarter of 2015 is now closed, and they're busy. The CFOs and their staff are busy adding up the sales, adding up the expenses, subtracting the expenses from the sales, coming up with the gross profit, the net profit. Then they're sending a check to Uncle Sam. Then they're sending a check to the state that they're located in. And what they have left over, if there is anything by that time, is called earnings. And then those earnings are divided by the amount of shares outstanding, and we get an earnings per share. Will the earnings per share be greater than, equal to, or less than this same quarter last year? That's how we know whether there's growth, whether there's stagnation, or whether there is recession coming. And that's why we watch earnings so very, very closely on a daily basis. And I'm going to start publishing on a weekly basis my earnings estimates for the S&P 500. This week I'm working on the NASDAQ 100. And what we're going to continue to watch for is a high tide in earnings. And then the tides start to go out, and then it's time to start looking for other things to do than investing in U.S. equities. Who knows what the next bear market will bring. There may be opportunities overseas. There may be opportunities in inverse funds. We just don't know. But we have to be prepared, and we have to have a game plan for when that time comes. And I do it by looking at my individual stocks daily and making individual decisions on them. I sold a stock yesterday. I didn't like the way it was trading. It was down about 7, 8, 9% from where I bought it. It's just one stock in one portfolio that has about 25 or 30 in it. I didn't like the way it was trading. It's the first one to go here since the end of the first quarter. But we had a very good quarter here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can look at the newsletter. I'll be sending it out this week, and you can look at how the various portfolios did, which are very indicative. They're not exact because every portfolio is a little bit different. The ones I manage here, people come to me at different times of the year. They have a little bit different mix. But the newsletter is a pretty darn good indication of, oh, I see Dwight Freeney on TV. That's interesting. He's a San Diego Charger. He's got San Diego in the background. He got taken by Wells Fargo, of all people, and he's suing them. I don't know what it was. I'll have to get some more details on that. Anyways, earnings. And that's what I'll be doing in the coming in last week's newsletter. I downloaded, I updated earnings on every single company in the S&P 500. I added them all up. I use a divisor. Divide those total earnings to come up with an earnings per share for the S&P 500. And I published that last week in my newsletter, and it will be published again this week and every week going forward in my newsletter. And then you see the multiple that I'm currently using on the market based on today's interest rate environment, the economic environment that we're in. And I published my target price for the end of this year, S&P 500, and for the end of next year, S&P 500. That is going to be so critical to watch going forward, because that is going to be the main clue. That's the bottom line. You know, everything else, unemployment, inflation, the Fed, trade deficits, GDP, all of those are tributaries that flow into the main river, and the main river is earnings. And that's going to be published every week in my newsletter. Again, that will be the main clue as to when this bull market is finally over. I've been in it for 6 years and 3 weeks, and I'm still in it. But we never know when that is going to come to an end. It will show up first in the technicals in the market, and shortly thereafter it will show up in the earnings expectations, which will begin to drop significantly. This week I'll be focused on the NASDAQ 100, where Goldman Sachs, and I would tend to agree with them there, that there's more opportunity in the NASDAQ 100 because those 100 stocks are expected to grow their earnings by 14% this year versus last year. I'm going to do my own numbers this week. I'm going to double check the Goldman Sachs numbers. I'm sure their numbers are pretty good. But hey, look, I like to know myself. I don't like to rely. I've relied on analyst numbers before, and much to my detriment. So I do my own work. NASDAQ 100, 14% growth this year. S&P 500, 2% growth this year. Why is the NASDAQ leading the market so far this year? I think after the first quarter, the NASDAQ was up about 4%, and the S&P was up 0. And the Dow was slightly negative, right around the zero line. Why? Because they don't have the earnings growth that the other one has. The index with the best earnings growth has been in the mid-cap arena, the S&P mid-cap. Moderate growth portfolio did the best of all in the first quarter of 2015 because that was the area that had the most growth. And that was the area that had the biggest winners in the market. So, you know, that's how you make something out of nothing is, number one, you find the companies that are growing faster than the overall economy. Number two, you buy them when they still make sense from a valuation point of view. And number three, you evaluate your patients every single day. You put the stethoscope on, you check the pulse, you check the blood pressure, the weight, everything. And in the end, you make a decision whether to buy, sell, or hold. All of that's in my newsletter every week. You can get my newsletter at my website at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the trade deficit. Oh, I know you were worried and up all night worried about the trade deficit today. Hey, it came in less than expected. We didn't import a whole heck of a lot more than we exported. Well, we always do. That's why we call it a trade deficit. But the thought was, the worry was, and that's why you saw the sell-off in the market on Wednesday, the worry was that the trade deficit could have been a lot worse than it was because of the impact of a strong dollar, which makes our goods less competitive on the global markets. And the fact that the trade deficit came in about where expected, even a little better than expected, was really good news, at least for S&P 500 earnings. Because this week there was a lot of nail-biting, worried that the trade deficit would come in much wider than expected, meaning that exports from America were way down, meaning that that would weigh even more on S&P 500 earnings. But that proved not to be the case, so at least we can put that one aside for now and worry about the next trade deficit report that comes out, I believe, in a month. Now we worry about the jobs report. There's always something to worry about in the market. But I agree with Goldman Sachs that there's more opportunity right now in the higher growth companies. A good proxy is the NASDAQ, which is expected to grow earnings by 14% this year, versus the S&P, which is only expected to grow earnings by 2% this year. And that's how I was able to make something out of nothing in the first quarter of 2015. You can check it out in the newsletter, the various portfolios at pwstreet.com. All right, now, let's give an example of a company that is growing better, that is still in a good neighborhood, that is still flourishing, that isn't impacted by a strong dollar, that isn't impacted by low oil prices in a negative way. In fact, I would doubt that there's very little impact whatsoever. This is a company that I have featured several times in the past. In fact, as I scroll down on my app on the symbol MOH, I have been talking about this stock since, and owned it off and on, I currently own it, since May of 2013. I featured it twice on the radio show, and today will be the third time. The last time I featured it was clear back in July of last year, so we haven't heard about it for a while. It's time to give an update because it continues to hit new highs. The name of the company is Molina Healthcare. The symbol is MOH on the New York Stock Exchange. They're headquartered in Long Beach, California, which is about an hour and a half north of me here in San Diego. If you ever get a chance, Long Beach isn't a bad place to visit. I usually go to the Fred Hall Fishing and Hunting Tackle and Whatnot show every year. This year I didn't make it. It's at the Long Beach Convention Center. I've been on the Queen Mary, which is anchored there in the Long Beach Harbor. I've left on cruise ships for seven-day cruises down to the Mexican Riviera from Long Beach. I've taken boats out of Long Beach to Catalina Island, which is also a lovely trip. Spend a day over there on Catalina Island. And then can also visit the headquarters of Molina Healthcare, but I don't know if that would be as exciting as a seven-day Mexican Riviera cruise. Molina Healthcare provides managed healthcare services to 1.9 million members. Now, here's the key. Government-sponsored programs for low-income families. There still is stimulus in the economy. And even though quantitative easing is over and goosing the economy through printing of money, there's still a lot of government-subsidized programs, and government-subsidized stocks continue to flourish. Molina Healthcare is one such animal. Over the last 5 years, Molina Healthcare has averaged 33% per year growth in earnings. Now, let's test Gunderson's hypothesis, the Gunderson formula, which means that earnings growth equates to capital appreciation. Let's put it to the test here. While Molina Healthcare's earnings have been growing by 33% per year, Molina's stock has been going up by 31% per year. Well, you can add that one to the list of experiments that came in positive that lends credence to the theory that earnings growth equates into stock price appreciation. While Molina's been growing their earnings by 33% per year, their stock has been going up by 31% per year. And that's almost triple, not quite, almost triple what the market's been doing. Over the last 3 years, and this, of course, is pretty much since Obamacare's been passed, where they've really received the benefits and more people in their system. Over the last 3 years, MOH, Molina, which is a small cap stock at $3.3 billion, that's why it is in my aggressive growth portfolio, not in my conservative growth, blue chip portfolio. This is a smaller company at $3.3 billion in market cap. Over the last 3 years, Molina's stock has been going up at a rate of 25% per year, while the market's 13.5%. And over the last 12 months, this stock has exploded to the upside because earnings expectations have also exploded to the upside. Molina's has gone up 76% over the last 12 months, while the market's gone up just 9%. That's a big, big difference, isn't it? That's a huge difference. Molina gets a performance grade or a momentum grade of A- right now. And of course, I benchmark that against the market, which is a C. That's the level line. The beta comes in, or the alpha comes in, outperformance, and this thing gets an A- momentum grade. Investors Business Daily gives it a 96 relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99. This stock is outperforming 96% of all the other stocks in the market. Now, why? Well, I still see a pretty decent valuation. Despite the earnings growth that's been happening, which has propelled this stock higher, investing is about the next 5 years, the next 3 years, the next 12 months, right? It's good to look at the past 1 year and the past 3 months and the past 5 years. But baseball season begins on Sunday and everybody's batting zero and everybody's ERA is at zero, right? But expectations are that the better hitters will be the leaders this year. And we do the same thing in the stock market. We look ahead and we forecast. Molina's expected to grow their earnings going forward over the next 5 years by 38% per year. That's the consensus estimate. You can look it up on Yahoo. They're currently trading at 19 times forward earnings, meaning the stock is still trading, if you can believe those growth rates, and stocks do trade on expectations, the stock is still trading at a steep discount, in fact, about one half of its overall growth rate. When I take next year's numbers of $3.45 per share and grow them at this rate that the analysts think the company can grow at, they're probably too optimistic. We'll see. I come up with a $119 target price, and the stock's currently trading at $67. Still has plenty of upside potential, but it has to be watched very closely. They'll be reporting earnings on April 29th, okay, and we'll compare. See if they beat, see if they exceed, see if they meet, see if they don't. You always have to have an exit plan on a stock, too, when you own it. Out of 4,062 stocks that I currently track, which includes mutual funds, ETFs, not all stocks, indexes, etc. Molina Healthcare currently comes in at number 177. And I currently own it in my aggressive growth accounts. I've owned it off and on for the last several years. And it does, you know, it's a cyclical type of thing, but right now it's in a very good cycle. And it's one of my top-ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. Speaking of which, boy, we're getting a lot of interest in the app. A lot of subscribers, a lot of people following me with my daily trades that I send out, my live trading service that I started several months ago. I kind of focus on the top 200 or 300 stocks in the app. The other 3,700, you know, that's not where the focus should be. That's where the mediocrity is. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. the new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I want to talk just a little bit here in the final moments, a little bit about cycles. Not bicycles, not tricycles, cycles in the market and cycles in the economy and how they go hand in hand. And if there's a correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation in an individual stock, how could there not be that same correlation existing in an index such as the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the Russell 2000 or the FTSE? How could there not be a correlation between stock price appreciation and earnings growth? There is. The answer is there is a correlation. And conversely, there's a correlation when earnings start to contract on a stock, the stock goes down. And when earnings start to contract on an index, the index starts to go down. And if you replay the 2008-2009 bear market, which took the market down 53%. We saw earnings during that period of time collapse from the peak to the trough of about 40%. So the market overshot a little bit on the downside. Earnings went down 40% on the S&P 500 and the market went down 53%. Because there was a point in time that the market was expecting earnings to collapse even more. And then when the market realized that earnings had finally troughed, and the Fed was coming in with both guns blazing, earnings expectations started to tick higher. And as earnings expectations started to tick higher, in January and February of 2009, the market finally started to put in a bottom. The market finally realized that earnings were not going to go down any more than they had already gone down, and that, in fact, the market had already built in a bigger earnings collapse than what actually happened. And who knows, it may have happened had it not been for TARP. Had it not been for quantitative easing, who knows where we would have ended up with earnings. But earnings finally bottomed out on the S&P 500 in 2009 at $59 per share for the S&P 500. And earnings for that index have been going up ever since. And don't forget that index is made up of 500 individual stocks. S&P earnings are the sum of the parts. The 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. And in any given year, Some companies are flourishing in the S&P 500 and growing at double-digit rates because of whatever conditions there are in the economy, or management has made good decisions, or earnings on others are suffering. And I'm a believer in being invested in those that are flourishing as opposed to those that are suffering. The contrarian does just the opposite. The contrarian likes to invest in companies that are suffering because he believes that that suffering will soon end. The JCPenney's, the Sears Holdings, the companies that are being affected by the strong dollar, the oil companies that produce a commodity whose prices collapse. The contrarian goes in that direction. And everybody has to decide for themselves where they fit on that scale of contrarianism, which is way over here, and a guy like me who likes to buy things that are still doing well. And as long as they're doing well and exceeding the rest of the market, I like to stay with those stocks. In my opinion, that's how you make something out of nothing in the market. And like I say, we had a pretty good quarter here. Pretty proud of the quarter that we were able to produce in the first quarter of 2015 versus a market that gave us nothing. Index investors are up nothing. Asset allocation people, I don't know, they may be up a point or two. It just depends on how their allocation was. Bonds did a little bit better in the first quarter than stocks did. But overall, there really wasn't much opportunity unless you were able to find those pockets of the market, those neighborhoods of the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the Russell 2K that were still flourishing. And most of those neighborhoods continued to be healthcare stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs. You know, I hear about overvaluation of biotechs all the time. Well, you know what? That's a hard statement to make because there's not a lot of earnings at a lot of the biotechs. Instead, I think what's driving the biotech stocks is the continued, almost on a weekly basis, there's another biotech stock being bought out. There's been more M&A activity in the biotech sector than any other sector so far this year. And I have seen an increase in announcements of drugs that look like they're going to accomplish their purpose of whatever disease it is that they're after. There's been a lot of good news that has come out of the biotech industry over the last couple, 2 to 3 years. And that is one of the, those are the two biggest forces driving biotech stocks higher. What if? What if this biotech is the next one that gets taken out by a large pharmaceutical? What if this biotech is the next one that gets good results on their phase 2 testing? I see another one today that's up 32% because of good results. So that's really what's driving the biotech sector. I don't have 100% of my assets in the biotech sector, but I'm going to guess maybe 10 or 15% is in the biotech sector. It's been the best one to trade. It's been the one where there's been the most big winners. I've had some big winners in biotech this year. Bluebird was one. What was that other one? I can't think of the name right now. Starts with an A. I'll think of it in a minute. But there's been Biogen had a big drug for Alzheimer's. Receptos had a big drug for irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, one by one, we're seeing this kind of activity. Now, this is now a new quarter. Wipe the slate clean. You can't rest on your laurels. The work continues. And we have to continue to watch for companies. I just gave you an example of one in the third quarter of the show. Molina Healthcare out of Long Beach. No guarantees. I'm not recommending it. But it's a good example of a stock that is flourishing, that is growing much faster than the economy and much faster than the indexes. If you'd like to see a whole bunch of stocks like that, well, I'm working on my newsletter for the next 2 days. Go to pwstreet.com. And better yet, if you'd like to have us manage your money so you don't have to worry about it, 855-611-BEST. 855-7-BEST-SF.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.